Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is happy hour on Solid State Radio. Happy hour SSR Lapeer on Facebook. I think I've got that right. I don't know. Adam Harahuk here. Drew Duffany.
You guys say it's martini time in that opener.
Yeah.
And one time I brought in, well, they weren't really martini glasses because, well, those are just too small.
Right.
I brought in margarita glasses, but but we seem to be having some sort of sipping cocktail every day.
Yeah, we like to indulge in some libations. Now, do you know why we start the show off with that? When it was the Armchair Athletes, we'd always start out the 5 o'clock hour with that song. And then we was like, okay, it's happy hour. The reason why we did that was there was an article in FMQB, which was a radio trade magazine. I don't know if it's still around, but basically,
I mean, it's a magazine, probably not. In paper print,
I mean, most magazines are now online or whatever. You can still get Rolling Stone magazine in paper, but FMQB had an article about, you know, DJs just chiming in, going terrible transitions, just absolutely terrible transitions, and I was able to contribute because when I was doing nights for Wings 103, we had to do little PSAs. They had little index cards with PSAs on there, and you got to read them. And I'm reading it, and it was just like, it was all about, you know, anti-drunk driving. Oh, you know, that's contact mothers against drunk driving for see how you can help. You know, let's stop drunk driving and let's save a life. And then my next song, as I saw on the list, was It's Martini Time by Reverend Horton Heat. And Sean's been putting that in there ever since, just kind of like, you know, reminding me of, you know, how dumb we are. Like, a lot of times there was one time somebody called up and says, my brother died a couple years ago. Will you play Freebird for him? And DJ's like, our signal's strong, but it's not that strong.
Oh, gosh. We got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
Shannon the Rubber from New Day's Massage there across the hall started us out with some eggnog. Sipping cream.
She brought some of that to me on Friday as I was wrapping up sessions and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought it had the new liquor smell still on it.
It was beautiful. It was good stuff. But you churched it up a little bit.
Well, yeah. For me, it was lacking because I've had a lot of sipping creams, and if you're going to put nog on something, I'm expecting eggnog. Even though I said egg-o-nog, I'm expecting eggnog, and I've had a lot of different eggnogs. I don't care if it's your local dairy. I don't care if it's a store brand. Southern Comfort makes some. They've all got like a buttery, it must be the yolk flavor to it.
Right.
And this was lacking in that department. So we added a little bit of hot damn, and we're going to add a little bit of butter shots, and we're going to get it figured right out.
It was delicious.
We may end up needing another jar as many times as we've sampled it.
Well, the whole thing is, I think you brought it up over the phone line.
Yeah.
And then we looked it up, and we couldn't get it. We had to send Shannon out into the wild and come back with a bottle of this. And it's like a little mason jar.
Which, for those of you listeners who haven't met Shannon, that is her natural habitat.
Is searching for booze.
Yeah, out in the wild.
Out in the
wild. She just got back from Mexico. I mean, she's always on an adventure somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Shannon, does seasonal depression ever hit you? She's like, nope. The only time I get depressed is when I get back from vacation.
Yeah.
Which is arguably like once a month, because it seems like she is on a plane or in the car going somewhere to some brewery or some restaurant or some trivia night or something somewhere.
And she's my favorite kind of traveler because she knows how to shut up about it. If somebody's going on a trip or going on a cruise, you hear about it for like 2 months. A coworker's like, oh, I'm going on my cruise. 10 more days till my cruise. I was like, well, I hope the ship sinks.
No,
it's just like they're just going, wow. Shannon and Monica aren't in their office today. And check Facebook, you know, they're... You know,
all you can see is toes in a palm tree.
They're hang gliding or something like that. Oh, look, run into the bulls. Run, Monica, run!
Oh, that's what she's running for. There's a bottle of rum up there. They promised her those mojitos.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Well, no, we digress. No, but we were in the holiday mood, and it's weird because they're decorating here for Christmas, and I'm like, do you get a prize for first office decorated, you know, for the holidays? And it's not even December yet, but I'm not, like, anti-decorations. I'm fine. Thanksgiving's over. I mean, pre-Thanksgiving is borderline, but I got to be honest, if you're at Thanksgiving dinner at someone's house who already has their tree up, for me, it's not awkward. It kind of gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't, it's not like you put up a turkey tree. You know, if you did, the turkey probably wouldn't be on the table.
My mom had a thing every year, every Thanksgiving. Part of the Thanksgiving festivities was getting ready for Christmas. Well, we'd all go over there. The next thing we'd eat, we'd have a food coma, and we'd be up and down the stairs in the basement, putting up a tree and putting up decorations and everything else. I think she finally got tired of hearing me and my brother bitching about it.
Now, is she wanting to take it down on the 26th?
No, she'll wait till after New Year's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's typically when you do. I mean,
well, this is this is just a precursor. We've kind of gone on a little bit here about the holidays.
Sure.
But this is going to be the precursor for our first topic, which is going to be kind of lengthy. So shall we get into the show and then...
Yeah, let's get into the show. Adam and Drew, Sean will be in later on in the broadcast. It's happy hour, taking a look at your weather. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 19 degrees. Wednesday, high of 35 with a low of 28. Thursday, heat wave, high of 47 with a low of 29 on a partly cloudy skies.
That's what my Tinder page is set to.
That's right.
High of 38, low of 25.
High of 38 on Friday, high of 39 on Saturday, high of 42 on Sunday. Looks like a little rain dipping down to 34. That could turn ugly real quick. Right now, what do you call it? Face-biting cold?
Yeah, skin burning cold.
Skin burning cold.
I was out in the woods this morning, and I felt like I was going to lose a layer.
It is 27 degrees here in Lapeer, right here on Solid State Radio. Here's, I don't know how, but they found me. There's the beaches. Blame Brett right there on Happy Hour on Solid State Radio. Adam Harahuck, Drew Duffney, Sean Cantwell, in parts unknown. What do you got going over there?
You know, we start talking about the holiday, and Shannon the Rubber brought in the holiday eggnog.
Yeah.
And I know it's early to be talking about the holidays. I feel like we're going to be doing weeks upon weeks upon weeks of these shows, but I could go on and on with a lot of these stuff, and I stumbled upon this.
Well, you're only here like once a week for happy hour, so you're only here like three times before
Christmas?
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk much about holidays because Sean's of the bah humbug kind of set.
Yeah, well, we're going to start now.
Okay.
So... And the thing is, there's a method to my madness behind this next list.
Okay.
33 products for anyone whose main priority during the holidays is food.
To buy or gift ideas or...
Making. Or... Like cooking.
Okay.
You know, because you do a lot of... Well, I do. Obviously, you do a lot of cooking during the holidays, too. The turkey and the stuffing and the...
Sure.
You know, whatever else. And, I mean, you got a family now. You cook every day anyway. You just do something little special for the holidays.
Right.
So... How are you on texture when you're talking about food?
Texture is important because, I mean, especially with the kids are very, if it's too runny, they don't like it. If it's, you know, it's, you know.
Well, when I called in one time and you guys were talking about burgers and the new thing was the smash burgers.
Yeah.
And you wanted like burgers just smashed flat so you have that carcinogen on them so they're almost charred.
I like that a little bit. Yeah.
Where Sean was like, no, I like a juicy burger. When I bite in, I want a hunk of meat almost like a ground steak.
Right.
You know. Well, this first device I actually happen to own. I bought it. God, it's been more than 10 years since I bought this. But it's a brownie dividing pan.
Okay.
Now, do you know what that's for?
Are you saying brownie?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so that every piece of brownie is crispy edge.
Yeah, yep. It's crispy on the edge.
See, and now when it comes to brownies, I like the center one that's all
that's soft. All cake.
Yeah,
you want to eat your brownies with a spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the best.
Well, you're in the minority because they make this pan specifically, and I happen to own one because at the time I was dating a girl who loved brownies. Then of course a vegetable chopper. And this only rings true now. I mean, I'm 48. You're around me.
Yep.
You can only stand over the sink and chop onions or celery or any of that garbage. And you're like, you're on the computer. And for $7 on Amazon, you can get a piece of machinery that can do this like in 3 minutes.
Ooh,
you know, like versus, that. Yeah. Yeah. And, but this one kind of goes a touch too far.
Okay.
Because I'm Irish.
Uh-huh.
An electric potato peeler.
I just think that I have a bleeding knuckle just thinking about it.
My thought is how much room do you have on your counter? Like, how many appliances can you own?
Because, I mean, you got to have a microwave. We try to get along without a microwave. Because Dorothy's like, it cooks out nutrients. I'm like, it's quick. So you got that. You got a coffee maker. You got to have a coffee maker.
Yeah, if you don't have a microwave, you damn well better have a toaster oven.
Exactly. So you don't have much room.
Potato peeler.
Yeah.
A dough press. Now I can see this one. It's sort of like making raviolis and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's realistic for, you got Italian families in the holiday. Next one is near and dear to my heart and also yours. You just don't know what's coming yet. Wait for it.
Okay.
A bottle of Mike's Hot Honey.
Mike's Hot Honey. Okay.
You can get it on your pizza at Babylon Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
In Sarnia, Ontario.
That's good stuff.
Or you can get it at Hungry Howie's on their, what do they call it, the Beehive Pizza?
Bee Sting, yeah.
Yeah, so that was delicious. And if you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you can get it in your local big box store also. I think Heinz 57 makes one. It's honey that's infused with some chili peppers or some cayenne peppers.
Yeah.
And it makes your wings, I mean, almost like a General Tso's type wing. It's good stuff. A little pricey. I think it's like $5 or $6 a bottle. But secret popcorn salt.
Secret? Like Pop Secret? Like the brand?
No. Like a seasoning you add to your popcorn.
There's some good ones out there.
Yeah. Well, this is an actual blend. It's called Secret Popcorn Salt.
Okay.
So now we get to number 7, and it's just like the brownie pan. A Trio lasagna pan.
Trio. So it's like,
It's the same size as a standard lasagna pan.
Yep.
It's just got two dividers in it. So you get the crunchy outer edge on all the way around the side.
See, they're just not thinking about me because I like the...
You like the gooey lasagna, right?
I do.
Now, this one I'm actually asking for Christmas this year. They've been around for a lot of years, and I've gone past them because I'm like, I'm fine with my old baking set, but a silicone baking mat.
Yes.
And basically, you don't have to really do too much work cleaning your pans. That can go right in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's real nice.
Silicone is nice because, for a long time, everything was silicone. Like,
right.
Oven mitts.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they go on electric hand mixer. I mean, 33 items on the list. We can't go through them all. But a beginner-friendly fermenting kit.
Ooh, for making booze.
Well, yeah, that's our thought. But pickled things, or you can make your own kombucha, or your sourdough starter, that became trendy during COVID when nobody could find bread and hasn't really let go, which I'm completely okay with because I love sourdough bread. A mini waffle maker. You ever been into the mini appliances at all? I mean, we don't really have kids in college or anything like that.
No, but I've seen them. I remember... Long time ago, the person I was with, she insisted on having a waffle maker, made waffles once, and then they realized how much of a pain in the keister it was to clean. Man, well, never used again.
I have a waffle maker. I mean, I do a lot with my waffle maker.
Yeah.
But the mini waffle maker I do not have, and I've thought to myself, if I ever did have one, I would so totally use it for hamburg buns. Like, I would just make hamburgs out of it. I would. Then they got something called a stuffed waffle maker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now okay, so we're talking.
I've known people who have had like stuffed sandwiches.
Yeah. Things,
and basically, you can make like a little pizza sandwich. It's amazing. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you can do that with a waffle. Imagine like filling this with like apple pie filling.
Ooh.
Like a waffle with apple pie filling in the middle. I mean, you'd have to let it cool. It'd be like them tater tots at Hot and Now. But,
or like the McDonald's pies when they used to have those that just bit into those and just melt your tongue off.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't be able to taste anything till the next season.
Yep.
Truffle oil. Nobody needs truffle oil. Shallow pasta bowls. Has to keep your weight down. Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff on the list. Microwave bowl holders. Okay.
Because
the microwave doesn't go fast enough, and you're waiting for your food to get out, and you're like, and you're like ripping the paper towel off the roll, folding it 16 times so that when you set it down on the ottoman, it doesn't leave a burn ring.
Yeah, because the kids at... Scarlett, she's been on a ramen noodles kick.
Oh, yeah.
And so she puts them in the microwave. But she uses, like, I said, don't use these bowls. They're not microwave safe. That's all the heat's going to go into that porcelain. She doesn't listen.
No.
She's burning the hell out of her hands.
So this one hit home a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I'm kind of a frugal fella, unless it comes to booze and women.
Yep.
But and then sometimes, depending on what city I'm in, a container of Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnamon Dust. Have you seen such a thing?
Wow. Talk about somebody at General Foods going, okay, boss, now you know all that dust that we got, we can sell that stuff.
That's right. Let's put this in a bottle, and people can sprinkle it on their sweet potatoes and on their ice cream.
That's an amazing idea.
And on top of their whipped cream on their coffee or their chai latte.
That guy's on a yacht right now.
That's exactly right. They took all the waste. You know, it's like the Rice Krispies people.
His yacht's called Dust in the Wind. Yeah.
Oh, a pancake batter dispenser and mixer. It's got a mixer in it. You just like push a button and it's like a blender, and then you pour it like pouring a pitcher of beer.
Oh, that's a good idea. Someone tells me it breaks like after the second time you use it.
That's kind of what
I'm
thinking.
Like one of those as seen on TV stores, or those are probably not even around anymore, but you know, the like Sharper Image,
yeah,
stuff like that. It's like, oh, it looks great. Use it once or twice. Done.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing I can attest to, though, is the forged and fire knives. If you can find those on the ads, as seen on TV, they really do stay sharp for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, and they're only like $15. They're not pricey for a chef's knife. So, chili, onion crisp. No, we don't care about any of that. Porcelain ramekins. Now, the one night we had Fire Dancer Madison in here, I had made up some vegan...
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, and that's what that was in. And I'll tell you, you can do a lot with some porcelain ramekins. You can put your dipping sauces in there. So I can see those for holidays.
Sure, absolutely. You know.
Beast blender. Not big into blenders. Are you a blender?
I own a blender somewhere in the house. I bought it to make mint juleps here in studio and haven't used it since.
I bought a blender on Marketplace because I haven't had one in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And about 2 years ago, I bought one on Marketplace because it was like one of the name brand ones that you can actually put all the ingredients in and turn it on heat. It's got a heating element and you can make soup in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like because it blends, it cooks the items like in minutes. Instead of having the soup on all day, it's supposed to make soup in the blender. Ooh. And can I tell you, I've never used it since I bought it, and I got a really good price on it. It's like a $119 blender, and I got it for like $20. I took it home and chopped up some ice to make sure it worked, and that was it.
I heated up the ice.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, hot water.
yeah man, the rest of these, they're a little bit extravagant. The first one was Dano's seasoning, and my seasonings, I don't need a blend. The thing about Dano's is there's a lot of blend, and it's the perfect blend.
Yeah.
So if you're one who's not in the kitchen a lot and you want a specific, you know, if you want an Italian seasoning,
yeah,
go ahead. Go with the Dano's. You can get it. They're a good brand, a little bit pricey, but it's a good blend. But the
I've heard of the Dano blend. Over where I work at, it's a popular item.
Yeah, gourmet. Yeah. The next two, a little bit bougie. Non-stick section skillet. Like a cast iron skillet.
Non-stick section skillet, so that you can...
You cook eggs in one, ham in the other, hash browns in the other.
All right, and there's at least two of those three items just are undercooked because you can't time it correctly.
Right. I had the Divide Pro Pan. It didn't work.
No.
I had it. It's got three different divisions in there, and the thing is, you're right. They all cook at different times.
Yeah.
And why would you not want them to touch? Like, it's all pork.
Right.
Except for the potatoes.
Right.
Yeah, well, individual bagel molds.
So you're making your own bagels?
You just don't have to make them six at a time.
Ah.
Must be if you live in a dorm or something. I have no idea how that ties into
making
a holiday.
Them out of scratch, or are we talking about like microwave?
Oh, no. No. Making them out of scratch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that do that. I never heard of
anybody making bagels on their own.
Thomas. This is Thomas Bagels. A kitchen blowtorch. Yeah. So you talked about cooking your turkey in a slow cooker.
Yeah.
And one of the problems with that is sometimes it doesn't brown. It'll be cooked all the way through, and they don't brown on top because the element, of course, is on the bottom.
Yep.
And people will actually take a blowtorch and brown the breast. It's nice and crunchy.
Yeah, I've seen people use like those like a little butane things to.
Yeah, and that's basically what this is.
For like creme marshmallow, creme brulee.
So. Oh, cookbooks. Rotary cheese grater.
That like spins, is just chucking cheese all over the kitchen.
Yeah, you ever been to the Olive Garden where the guy comes and says you want cheese on your salad?
You say when.
Yeah, one of those. I don't necessarily, a little bougie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who you're having at your holiday parties, but you must be...
Oh, my God, I had crushed pepper, and they had some grated Parmesan, and these little... Oh, my God, we've got to get one of those.
Yeah. Again, how much room do you have on your counter or in your cupboards?
Oh, those probably... the bottom of the cupboard.
Yeah, it goes in the basement with the Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Comes out there.
Company's coming, get the cheese grater.
Oh, we left cheese in there from last year.
Speaking of cheese, do-it-yourself cheese kit.
Make your own cheese?
Perfect for a holiday friend date. This has everything you need to make 4 batches of farmer cheese and live your most delicious life in half an hour.
I don't know if I want cheese that was made in half an hour.
Yeah, that just means gas in an hour.
That's the way of looking at it. There's a silver lining.
Mismatched silicone cupcake baking cups. Because the only thing better than having a holiday cupcaking decorating party is having one with fun shapes that all the kids will fight over. This set of 36 reusable cups comes in shapes including stars, hearts, mini bundt cakes, and roses.
Yeah, I guess. I've never...
A bacon bin.
A bacon bin. So, okay, you had me at bacon.
So all the grease left over from your bacon has a home.
Ooh.
Then it doesn't clog the sink.
Oh, there
then
you go.
Can easily store it in the fridge to cook with later. I don't put my bacon grease in the fridge. It just goes in the cupboard.
Yep. It stays good in there.
Pizza stone. Again, don't see how that ties into holidays. Rapid defrosting.
Well, for New Year's, I mean, if you want to make pizzas for like a New Year's party or something like that, that would work out. I don't know if too many people have like pizza.
I'm glad you pointed this at me. Well, have you ever made a pizza for New Year's?
No. I've ordered pizza for New Year's.
Yes, ordered. I haven't even put a frozen pizza in for New Year's going, I wish I would have ordered ahead of time. Now, here's a problem. This falls into one of them pee-poor planning scenarios. A rapid defrosting tray that uses the thermal conductivity of aluminum, or aluminum as we like to call it here in the U.S.,
okay, yeah,
to thaw frozen food faster. You save a whole bunch of prep time so you can start throwing patties or veggies on the skillet for holiday meals in no time.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Aunt Gertrude shows up with her 17 neighbors because they didn't have any place to go, and you're like, holy cow, I need to thaw out 20 burgers in 20 minutes.
Yep.
So apparently you use
that. That, and we're just impatient in our house.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a short list. It didn't seem short. I'm sure that was a ton of time. But you folks out cooking for the holidays or thinking about holiday meals, if you got anything to add, shoot us a message or give us a call here in the studio. We're going to be here all afternoon. And if you're looking for holiday ideas, check out our Solid State Radio store. You can get some socks, some t-shirts, some scarves.
Great gift ideas.
Pasties, whatever. Stocking stuffers. In fact, buy some stockings and you can stuff them with a t-shirt.
There, see, now that's thinking right there. Here's Cold War Kids on Happy Hour. Counting Crows on Happy Hour on Solid State Radio. Taking a look at your weather. It's going to get a little chilly tonight. Snow is supposed to be going on until 7. Low of 19 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy. High of 35 with a low of 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Yeah, because I'm an optimist. I could say partly cloudy, but I prefer partly sunny. High of 47 with a low of 29. Looks like there's going to be some snow and some mixture of rain through your weekend, so be careful with that. Right now, Lapeer checking in at 26 degrees. More zaniness on Happy Hour coming up right after this break. And as promised, we are back. Thanks for sticking around after that commercial break. It's Happy Hour. I'm Adam. That's Drew. And you're awesome for tuning in. Now, we love... there's many things that we like to talk about. One of them is how the United States of America is different from other countries.
Yeah, because we're awesome.
Yeah, we really truly are awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Should actually start with a U. that's just the way
exactly.
It is. But I pulled this clip and we tried to dissect it and tried to separate it and analyze it, but we decided the best way is we're going to play it bit by bit and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So here's the intro.
The world. Okay.
In some restaurants in Italy, women don't get the menu with the prices because the man has to pay. What do you think?
That is something that I thought that happened in high-priced restaurants anyway in the United States.
I've never been in a high-priced restaurant, and I got to be honest, any woman that I've ever taken to a high-priced restaurant...
Paid.
Well, yeah. No, if they hand her a menu that says woman, or if her menu was different in any way than mine...
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure... Because I usually tend to date dominant women. Yeah. That's just the reality of it, because I make decisions all day long, and I'm always like... You know what? You make the decisions from here. You can wear the pants in the family. I am completely and totally okay with it. I will make the money. You make the decisions. It doesn't matter to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That has maybe I just heard about that. Maybe that was just something that like that was like in the 80s. But yeah, now you got to keep things. If you're just assuming the man's going to pay, that's going to piss the woman off, or most women off. Well. There's going to be a lot of women's like, yeah, you know, there's certain things that certain old fashioned things that we like. The idea of men paying for dinner, yeah, okay, that one can stay.
Right, exactly. So the next one, I mean, we talk about freedoms, and I know there's noise ordinances, but this next one goes a little far.
So here in Switzerland, if you live in an apartment building, you can't flush the toilet after 10:30 because it causes too much noise.
You can't flush the toilet in an apartment building after 10:30.
In Switzerland. So it's like the toilet's just like, don't flush. Or it's like, you know, you flush and it's like, hey, open up. I heard you flush.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what are you going to do? You're just going to leave a king coil in there? And what if mama's got to get up and pee in the middle of the night? She's going to wake up with a growling brown snake at her.
What if you're sitting around watching the soccer game? I'm sorry, the football game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got your friends over and you're all been drinking beer. I know a lot of my friends, they'd be using the sink. Do you really want that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how light, first of all, it's either A, how loud are your toilets in Switzerland?
My guess would be, there's something, I think it's called the water hammer, I think is what it's called. And if you don't vent your plumbing properly, which there's probably not a lot of code in Switzerland as far as our plumbing code that we have here. Your pipes will make a noise, and it'll be like,
yeah.
So a lot of old houses do it.
Yeah,
so.
Or how about Switzerland? Why don't you just not be such light sleepers, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy a war once in a while. Maybe that'll calm that down.
Like a baby. If you had a little stress in your life.
Once you have a war every once in a while, oh, maybe I'm not hearing bombs. I'm just hearing somebody flush the toilet because they almost choked it to a stop. Okay, maybe that's not so bad.
Yeah, I mean, guess what? If the flushing of my toilet wakes you up, wait a couple hours till she's ready. You think the knocking of my pipes are loud, wait till you hear my headboard. Which leads us to the next one, because it's about children.
So we leave our babies outside when they're supposed to sleep. For example, if you're going to a restaurant, there will often be strollers outside with babies sleeping in.
What?
And I thought it was so weird that this wasn't normal any other place, but it's normal in most of the Nordic countries. I just thought it was a thing everywhere. And also when they are in kindergarten and it's nap time, you'll just see a bunch of strollers.
That's mad. We don't do that here.
And no, they are not cold. They are always packed in the stroller or pram with a bunch of clothes.
Wow.
Now.
That's a lot to unpack right there.
And there's pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it showed all the strollers outside the restaurant when the babies were sleeping. Like, the parents were inside dining, and there's just a bunch of babies and strollers on the sidewalk outside of the restaurant,
just
parked like
everybody's
horses.
Everybody's on the honor system.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's not. Apparently, they have no mental illness. They're like, not this baby. They're like picking them up like melons, thumping them.
Well, they're sleeping. They're like, oh, let the baby sleep. You know. And they're not cold. It's like I said, it's not. We're not talking the Bahamas or Hawaii.
Yes, yeah,
we're talking Norway.
Norway,
the Nordic countries.
Nordica.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures where like they take babies and they bundle them up and they have them outside to sleep in like Siberia to get them used to the cold, and I get that, but it's just like, wow. I mean, in this day and age, if you lose sight of your kid for a minute, you feel like complete trash, and you got
apparently in kindergarten, and it's what the teachers do.
Yeah,
you heard her say they do it in kindergarten. It's not uncommon that in kindergarten during that time they push all the babies outside.
Yeah, so there you go.
What are the teachers having a pizza party?
It's Norway. They're eating.
For us, it was put your nap mat down.
They're eating pickled fish.
Yeah, gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish. That is just weird. I mean, just goes to show on how much of a crime element that we have in the United States. We're like, I can't imagine even walking away from my kid for 5 minutes. I'm afraid somebody's going to walk off with my child.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently in Norway, they're like, please, somebody take my kid.
In Scotland, it's normal to eat biscuits called digestives. Never even thought about the name before. However, my American girlfriend has just informed me that that is not normal, and she demanded to read the ingredients. I've just Googled it, and it turns out that in 1839, two Scottish doctors developed these to help with the aid of the digestive system because they've got sodium bicarbonate in them, which is a laxative. So essentially, we have been eating biscuits that help make us
violated. I love them.
And why were we not taught this back in school during home economics? Like, am I the only Scottish person that didn't know this was a biscuit?
Yeah, digestive. I've seen that in like the international aisle. They call them digestives. I'm like, is that like supposed to be like Tums or
There's bisodium carbonate. There's baking soda in it that actually works as a laxative. Yeah,
it helps.
It bubbles up and it helps your digestive system. It
cleans
the
right out.
They're like a vanilla wafer. I've had them.
Yeah.
Like, they drink them with tea and coffee and stuff
sure.
like that.
Sure. They're dunking them in their tea. They're doing everything. Not even realizing what they're eating. But yeah, I saw the digestives. I'm like, somebody's like, what should we name our product? Before I realize about the sodium carbonate and anything like that, what do we should name our product? Digestives. All right. I guess, you know, pooples didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the next one is probably going to, it's about masks. It's probably going to.
It's going to piss some people off, sure.
Yeah, but that's not my intention, right? So this. It's coming from an Asian person telling the story.
Okay.
So a little bit of precursor.
Sure.
Wearing a mask. In Hong Kong, if you're even slightly sick, you wear a mask. You feel ugly, you wear a mask. If you're just lazy and you don't want to do anything, you wear a mask. Most Asian countries actually wear a mask. And it's not because we want to. It's because we grew up knowing that as a society, we need to protect each other. Even if we're looking ugly, we need to protect other people's eyes from seeing our ugly face. So we wear a mask.
That's not very nice.
It's honestly just being a decent human being.
So I can't find my mask.
Asian culture, especially China, they really embraced the whole mask thing before we did. So they probably going to be looking at us, you know, we're all bitching and moaning about wearing masks.
Like, and we have a national international pandemic
that started in China. China.
We were complaining because we were trying to keep our senior citizens healthy.
Yeah.
And in this case, they're like, if we don't put on makeup or brush our teeth, we wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you feel as if you're ugly, you wear a mask.
Wow.
Yeah, you're walking out. You're trying to start your day with the best foot forward, and your parents are like,
"Put your mask on. Don't shame our family."
Yeah, somebody forgot their mask today.
Yeah.
You and your cleft chin.
You didn't look like that when you were born. You grew into that.
Yeah.
You
did something wrong. This is from your mother's side of the family.
Yeah, you must have not tied your feet that day or whatever. Well, this next one's probably relative to you. It's about childbirth.
Okay, yeah.
But I was in the hospital for 7 days, 5 days before my C-section, 2 days after, and my bill was $98,000 before insurance. This is the bill for my one daughter. She was in the NICU for 7 days. And this is the bill for my other daughter. She was in the NICU for 10 days.
Thank you, NHS.
Charged like $300,000 for like the birth and our hospital stays, and that is not even including my prenatal appointments, so my ultrasounds with my specialist, my regular doctor, like none of that. Luckily, we have really good insurance, so I think I only end up paying like $6,000, but that's crazy.
So what country is that from?
Over the whole of America.
America, okay.
That's insane. Write in the comments what is weird in your country.
So, yeah. And there's some truth to that, right? Yeah. I mean, it was $300,000 for her to have a baby. And a lot of that is covered by insurance. It doesn't really matter good insurance or bad insurance. Unless you're Amish,
you got
some kind of insurance normally.
You should.
And can you imagine $300,000 just to have a baby?
For 10 days, you know.
Out of pocket, it cost her $6,000. Now, you just had a child.
Yeah.
What was your, you had a little bit of expense out of pocket, do you remember?
It's, with Joey, and everything else. I mean, we're still paying a little bit because she had some other issues with it, but.
And that's what I mean. I'm not talking pre-doctor or whatever. I'm just talking the shotgun. You know, the
it was
couple thousand.
No, I can't. Now you got me on the spot. I can't remember. I know that we got it paid off pretty well because our insurance kicked in, and she had some supplemental insurance through Medicaid.
Yep.
And everything else. It was like maybe $600-700.
Okay.
So not too bad.
Yeah. Well, this chick had $6,000 out of pocket.
$6,000. Well, and that was for, you know, she was also in there for 10 days.
Yeah, they had difficulties and whatever else.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. But yeah, I mean, we could sit and spend the rest of the day talking about the problem with the medical industry in the United States, because you go to other places and they're like, yeah, but you don't get to choose your own doctor. Yeah, but it's like a fraction of the cost.
I don't get to choose my own doctor anyway. I have to find a doctor that's within my network.
Yeah.
And if you haven't shopped for a doctor lately because, well, one of mine died,
uh-huh.
The next one quit practicing because he didn't like what his hospital did, so he decided to go
private practice.
Private practice geriatric.
Oh.
Then I had another one that retired.
Yep.
But he referred me to this other lady, and she went to telehealth.
So you got just like...
So now, I'm on like my fourth doctor in 5 years.
Wow. I'm pretty lucky. But yeah, the medical, I mean, I think we're going to stop it right there because we could spend the rest of our time talking about...
Deep. Isn't it supposed to be happy hour, but no, I just thought leaving the babies out in the cold was kind of funny, and not flushing the toilet after 10:30 was kind of funny.
Different from the good old US of A, because in the United States, we are awesome. Here's Dolly Rots, Because I'm Awesome, on Happy Hour. Coming to DTE, coming to Pine Knob this year, Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand on Happy Hour. Were you a big Hootie and the Blowfish fan?
So, I was, but I'm no longer.
Okay.
They stole an Old Crow Medicine Show song.
Yeah?
And, like, I'm sure they got, like, royalties for it or whatever. But now, I'm like, oh, you're playing the jukebox? Can you play Wagon Wheel? They're like, by Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah, I like that song.
No, by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah, well, the thing is about jukeboxes that you have control over, Drew. I don't know if you're aware of this, but...
Yeah, well, it's just awkward because, like, somebody else is playing, you know, whatever. And,
Yeah,
Wagon Wheel, it's quite a song.
It is.
Headed down south in the land of... But Sean said I can't. Sean's not here. I can sing. It's karaoke hour. It's not happy hour anymore.
Yeah, but he's probably listening to while his car's getting worked on. They're pulling a half-dead deer right out of the grill.
I think he's having a party without us. He never invites me to his parties anymore.
And he's like, well, I'd like to take you out, but he's going to have to take one for the team.
Yeah.
They're all playing euchre at his place. I know it.
That's like that hockey feller. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He had to take one for the team, too. Where he did take one for the team, and apparently it blew up in his face.
It
blew up in her face. I don't know which.
Unsubstantiated. There are a couple of hockey stories I want to get into, but the big one, signing Patrick Kane, I want to wait till I get Sean in studio for that one. But we can talk about Corey Perry. Corey Perry has been in the league for about 19 seasons, won a Stanley Cup with Anaheim. He's a league MVP. He's been in and around the league with like Dallas and Tampa, and I think he was with Montreal for a stint. He's been with the Chicago Blackhawks, and he has been placed on unconditional waivers. Like, they are done with him. As of like Saturday, they said he will not be in the lineup. The Chicago Blackhawks released a statement on Tuesday afternoon. After an internal investigation, the Chicago Blackhawks have determined that Corey Perry has engaged in conduct that is unacceptable and in violation of both the terms of a standard player's contract and the Blackhawks' internal policies intended to promote professional and safe work environments. As such, Corey Perry has been placed on unconditional waivers. In the event Mr. Perry clears waivers, we intend to terminate his contract effective immediately. Perry was an unexpected healthy scratch in Columbus on Wednesday the 22nd, with the team calling an organizational decision. He was slated to play after participating in the team's morning skate. Saturday morning, Blackhawks GM Kyle Davidson held a media availability to address Perry's status and said he's away from the team and will remain so for the foreseeable future. And he clarified the decision to hold out Perry is coming from the organization's end, and that's all I'm able to provide. And there's a lot of people out there that are, I mean, some people who are close to the Blackhawks and the whole situation that said, yeah, it's not drugs or alcohol. Corey Perry apparently was fooling around with Connor Bedard's mama. Connor Bedard, of course, the number one draft pick for Chicago Blackhawks. They picked him up, and Connor Bedard has been part of the Connor Bedard NHL. Anytime the NHL is there, Connor Bedard is paraded out there as, you know, the poster boy, the face of the not just the Chicago Blackhawks, the entire National Hockey League. And Corey Perry apparently paraded his mother around.
Okay, so if he's such a golden male chicken as far as the NHL is concerned,
yeah,
how much of a mama's boy is he that he can't take the fact that one of his fellow teammates is having coffee with his mama?
Well, it's funny because he was kind of ribbed a little bit that he would go around and he would have his mom around and negotiating the contract. His mom was always around, and his mom would be on the road. And come to find out, she...
His mom was being rode?
Mom was a puck bunny.
All those dings, is that the switchboard lighting us up because we're being profane?
No. That's okay. I'm sure it's the
editor?
HR department of Solid State Radio just telling us what a great job we're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I mean, you hear of people, you know, not getting along for whatever reason. They get in fights at practice.
Yeah, that's
or
a team bonding, though.
It's a team. I mean, he bonded with somebody. Corey Perry.
Hi, honey, I'm making sandwiches. You want to bring your friend over again?
Who's that nice Corey Perry boy? Problem is, they're probably the same age. So Corey Perry's probably like, you don't have to call me dad or anything, but yeah. Guess what I'm doing?
You got a sister named Stacy because your mom's got it going on.
Yeah. Connor's mom has got it. And I've seen pictures, and let's just say I don't blame Corey Perry one bit.
I mean, he beat him up like in the trailer, but Eminem's mom was dating one of his classmates.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that it just happens. I've never dated anybody's mom. I know you've hit on my mom.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm in total defense of this. I don't know why they dismissed him. If anything, they should consider it team building. I mean, who's going to perform better than someone who knows is watching?
Right. It's like, you know, can't put them on the same line. They're showing up after a game. He's looking at a nude Corey Perry. He's like, that's what defiled my mother, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Then he walks out doing the helicopter. He's like,
hey, tell your mom I said hi. Corey Perry, he is out. And a lot of course, the Red Wings slap. He's like, should they sign Corey Perry? I was like, you know, I think they probably got enough old people hanging around the Detroit Red Wings locker room. This isn't 2002, folks. This isn't 2002. Here's the Killers on Happy Hour. SEB right there on Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. I'm Adam Herhuck. That's Drew. And that about does it for this show. We're not doing the whole Jack Daniels thing because that's really Sean's thing. He really knows how to really piece that together.
I'm more of a Jameson guy anyway.
We have put you up to the old Pepsi challenge between Jack Daniels and Jim Beam, and you came out with flying colors. We need to do that.
Do you remember the outcome?
You were able to tell them the difference. And you preferred Jim Beam, but maybe we should have like a Jameson and Tullamore do and see if you can tell the difference. We'll do that. Maybe throw your feet to the fire on that one.
Oh, or my liver.
No.
Bring some onions.
Session's coming up. It's a 2 for Tuesday, double shots from some of your favorite Michigan artists. So I'm not going anywhere, but you stick around, go to the fridge, get yourself something to drink. Let's do some Michigan-made music here just in a little bit. Here's Bakar, Alive, on Happy Hour.